times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
Greg McClure here, Riley County Ag Extension Agent. And Greg, I know you got a bunch of meetings that are coming up, and this is good meeting time.
This is kind of meeting season for us. So January and February is when we try to schedule all the farmer stuff, because it does get cold enough that they don't mind stopping for a few hours in the middle of the day and come to a meeting and do a little learning.
Mm-hmm. So?
So my list. I've got
going chronological order, shall we?
Kind of chronological order, and I'm leaving some out, but the ones I thought I'd highlight. If you're interested in leases, there's an ag lease workshop over in Junction City on January 9. It's going to be a 7 p.m. meeting, Senior Citizen Center over there. Most of these, if you're interested, you need to give me a call or look them up online and go ahead and make some reservations. But ag leases, it's the time of year whether we need to decide whether we're going to renew them, we're going to change them, do all those details. It needs to be done by the end of the month. And so it's time to be thinking about those. Right here in Riley County, first thing I've got coming up next week on Thursday is a coffee shop agronomy meeting. Topic of that is using cover crops for weed suppression. And so cover crops are a big thing these days, and we just want to see if we can, you know, decrease some of the herbicides by using cover crops for weeds. And so we've got Anita Dilley coming in to talk about that, tell us how that's working. And so that's a 10:30 a.m. to noon meeting, coffee shop agronomy at Nelson's Landing in Leonardville.
It's a good place to have any kind of meeting.
Yeah, it works real well. People are comfortable there, and it's a good meeting facility.
That date again
so
on that?
That is January 11th, so okay, Thursday. January 11th. The coffee shop agronomy meetings are... there's four of them. They're every other Thursday, all of them at Nelson's Landing, and they start at 10:30 a.m. So the first one's January 11. So more advertisements. One that I think will be really good, one you might want to go to, is Calving School in Alta Vista on January 18. And it really is good. They bring in a model cow, bring in a model calf, and actually, you know, put the calf in there in bad positions and show you how to get him straightened out and get him delivered.
Really?
I don't know if you ever spent any time delivering calves.
I've pulled a couple.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on the end of the puller with my dad. Dad was pretty much the arranger, and I was the muscle. And so back in the days when we first bred those Angus cows to Simmental bulls and culled the cow herd pretty hard the first year.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Anyway, that was a long time ago. You don't have
you and I can go back.
You don't have
those
problems
stories
these days, but that was what was that? 45 years ago. Anyway, January 18, calving school in Alta Vista. If you're interested in a coyote call workshop, there's one of those on January 18 in Blue Rapids.
Boy, we have coyotes all around town.
We have them all over the place too.
A friend of mine lives up northeast part of Manhattan, up in the Candlewood area. Saw a coyote running down the street.
Yeah. I don't wonder what they're feeding on. At our house.
Rabbits?
Yes,
there's
rabbits.
Still a few rabbits around.
Right now, we don't have a sheep killer. When we have a sheep killer, then we have to try to take care of them. But they're going through. We've kind of started protecting our cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were losing.
Lost one a couple years ago to a coyote.
We were losing way too many. Anyway, coyote call workshop, January 18. Then on January 19, Pottawatomie County starts their pie and coffee meetings. So very similar to our coffee shop agronomy meetings, just a different title. And they'll be talking about ag econ topics, new farm bill, and leasing. That'll be in Westmoreland at 7 p.m. And then at the end of the month, the last one I'd like to hit is just our Riley County Livestock Association annual banquet. So that is our steak dinner, $20 for a 10-ounce, 12-ounce, I don't know. Those steaks are always bigger than we advertise.
You grilling them yourselves?
We grill them ourselves, yep.
You do a good job with those, too.
We usually do a pretty good steak.
Yeah,
we've learned to turn the lights on.
Uh-huh.
You know, one year, man, it was tough. The year that we didn't figure out that there were lights out there and the guys got them a little overdone. And, boy, you feel bad when you mess up a steak. But, no, they've done a really good job for the last several years. January 29, Riley County Livestock Association annual meeting and banquet. Going to be a little bit different this year. The meal will be the same. Program should be good, too. It'll be the, I can't think of the name of what they call that group. It's the K-State Country Dance Group. It has a name.
The Swinging Spurs.
Something like that. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they'll be the program. But our board has decided they're going to auction a few of the larger donated items in order to raise money to support Riley County 4-H. And then they'll have a live auction on a few of them, a silent auction on a few of them, And so that'll be a little different change. Try to put some money back into the 4-H program.
And the date of that again?
That is January 29th. So
Kansas
it's always
Day.
The last Monday in January.
All right. Anything else?
That's good for today.
Hey, thanks for the elongated version of the Greg McClure Show today.
It goes well when you talk half the time.
Sorry about that, I guess.
No, thank you.
Jennifer Green, Riley County Health Department Director, is going to be joining us next.